Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Big show this week. My first guest is comedian Yakov Smirnov. Now, this is a very special interview because Yakov is from Ukraine, and he's very emotional, a way that you have never heard or seen Yakov before, and he has every right to be. A spinoff from the Gold Rush is Hoffman Family Gold, and Todd Hoffman will be here. From the Moody Blues, John Lodge will be joining us. Actress, comedian, and the host of our Rat in the Kitchen, Natasha Leggero will be joining us. Comedian Tom Dreesen on the show. The Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo, will be here talking about her tour. From ABC Network News, their tech reporter Stephanie Humphrey and comedian and actress Lauren Lapkus. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. I'll be right back with my first guest, my dear friend, Yakov Smirnov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry Walling, best-selling author, psychologist, and creator of the Zen Founder podcast. And I'm teaming up with Intuit QuickBooks for a new campaign to help small businesses. The QuickBooks Early Start campaign will provide integrated tools designed to help small businesses grow and succeed from day one. All small businesses face challenges, but Intuit can help with its global technology platforms. Early Start shows entrepreneurs how programs like QuickBooks and MailChimp can provide solutions for today's competitive marketplace. When it comes to keeping a small business running smoothly, Intuit QuickBooks provides the tools that allow business owners to focus on more important needs. Finally, as a psychologist who studies business practices, I advise entrepreneurs that it's critically important to work smarter and to put your time and energy toward activities that yield the highest return. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. For more information about the Early Start campaign, visit QuickBooks.com.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medication Zantac or Ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and Ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and Ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Let me tell you something. I've interviewed a ton of people over the past 31 years for this show, and our next guest is one of my favorite. And I have to be honest with you. It's not because I'm talking to him. This guy is terrific. He's probably one of, if not the funniest man I've ever watched on stage, and I've watched him several times. And not only is he a great actor and a great comedian, he's got a master's degree in psychology. He's a professor at the Missouri State University and a doctoral degree in global leadership from Pepperdine University, which means I'm totally unqualified to talk to Yakov Smirnov. Hey, Yakov.
You're qualified. You earned your stripe.
Well, good. How you been, my friend?
You know, considering the war in Ukraine that is keeping us for the last month, my wife is from Ukraine. So her family, it was now, they went to Poland, and thank God they were out. And part of my family, unfortunately, is not out, but they're older, and they decided not to leave because they're more afraid of not making it across the border than being, you know, bombed. So they just go to the bomb shelters on a regular basis, and they seem to be okay, but every day when I talk to them, it's kind of You don't know if you're going to hear him again or not.
For a man who's dedicated his entire life to comedy, I was anxious to talk to you because we've had some great conversations and joked around in the many, many years. Geez, I've known him for almost 30 years. To talk about something that is so serious, so sad, and my heart goes out to you, Yakov, because I didn't realize that you still had family in that area. And your lovely wife, who I met a couple of years ago, she's got to be devastated, too. Have you talked to them recently?
I talked to my cousin today, and he's in Odessa, and he's just saying, you know, we just got back from the bomb shelter, and, you know, they're okay, but they're also realizing that this is just the way it's going to be for a while, and they don't know how long, obviously.
What kind of memories do you have of Ukraine? Because, you know, before this terrible thing has happened, the pictures that I have seen, it was a beautiful country, and now it looks like Nagasaki now. I mean, it looks like it's leveled.
That's what happens when the war happens. You know, unfortunately, this is something that nobody in the right mind can look at and say, this is normal. This is definitely horrible. But this, you can also see that we, with social media, adding to the images that we used to have, rely, you know, basically on some television reporters to show us something. But now that the media became your cell phone, you see so much more horror, just because it's there. It's not like, we just didn't see it before in different wars.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it even more horrific.
Now, your wife, her parents, her family went to Poland then? They got out?
Her mom and her sister and her nephew and niece were able to get out and get to Poland. And now they're on the way to Vienna to go to the American and Canadian embassy.
Wow.
To be able to apply and see who will take them. So we're definitely helping them on this side to do what we can to give them support that they can get to get out.
I know that you have had a very extreme effort in trying to raise money. I know that a couple of weeks ago that you did a charity. Are you doing more stuff in the future?
Yes, we definitely are. We are working with a Convoy of Hope, and so they're the ones who are on the ground there distributing. We raised $25,000 because that can feed the people that are in a terrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue to do this more and more with my wife. She sang Ukrainian national anthem, and there was no dry eye in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. Yes, we definitely will do more.
Is there some kind of a website you have where people could donate? Because even though Yakov has been a citizen here for many, many years, when you watch him and you talk to him and you see him in person, even on stage, I mean, his heart is in his homeland. And why wouldn't it be? Everybody wants to be back to, you know, where they grew up and the memories they have. Is there some place that our listeners can help, Yakov?
Yes, go to Convoy of Hope, and they are set up to donations, and so we have literally direct connection with people who are in terrible need to help them directly. Every little bit counts.
Yeah.
Convoy of Hope.
Okay. Yakov, how does that affect your routine?
I you know what? My focus the last 20 years have been very, even though with my background, I still do a few jokes that are, you know, about me coming to America and stuff. And then mostly I talk about relationships.
Right.
Between men and women, and that will never change. So I'm pretty good. You know, the only thing is when I come out now, instead of saying, hi, I'm Yakov Smirnov, as you know, I'm originally from Russia, I'm saying, hi, I'm Yakov Smirnov, I'm originally from Ukraine.
Yeah.
And in the past, nobody knew what Ukraine was. Now they do. So from that perspective, you know, I get that recognition from the audience that they appreciate, and all the help that Ukraine needs, rightfully so. I think it makes it more current, because now people are aware what Ukraine is.
You know, Yakov, you have captured the hearts and have for many, many years of all Americans with your humor, your levity, and with your candidness. It's such a great pleasure to watch you on stage. There's always laughter in the audience of Yakov, and to see him in this kind of a situation is very tough, especially for someone like myself who's known him for so long. I know you got the theater in Branson, but
yes.
Are you doing shows coming up?
I do. I have a show coming up in Atlantic City at Tropicana Hotel, and after that I'm going to California to do a show there in April. I'm writing a book right now on relationships, and that's exciting for me. The book is called Why Does the Wrong Person Feel So Right? Why does the wrong person feel so right?
Wow.
And it's pretty deep. It's based on my dissertation work for my doctorate. So I'm really hoping that this will give more clarity to the messages that I believe are very important, especially for younger people who are starting their relationships and they're clueless of what can make it work long term. And they walk into a script that was imposed to them from their parents, and if the script was great, which is very rare, then they're doing good. But if the script was not good, then they're going to repeat it. I'm very passionate about pointing out in a humorous way the differences between men and women and ability to help people to make that choice of their life be more accurate, more on what it should be.
When does the book come out, Yakov?
It's probably end of the year. I'm kind of aiming. Netflix is doing a documentary on my life, and so we're kind of making that to come out about the same time, so towards the end of the year.
Wow, that's great. Well, I got to tell you something. When the Netflix movie comes out, when the book comes out, or if you just want to talk about anything in the world, including your dear homeland of Ukraine, you know, my friend, you are always welcome here. I consider you a very close friend and one of the treasures of this country. I'm proud you're an American.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and tell your wife I asked for her. She's a sweetheart.
She is.
Okay.
I locked out. I've been doing all this studying about relationships for selfish reasons, to find a beautiful wife like I did.
Well, you certainly have done that. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's a cloud.
Okay, I will do. Thank you. And a great career to be proud of. And now we urge everybody to, help Yakov and all of our Americans who are supporting Ukraine. And again, the website is Yakov.com, right?
Yakov.com. YAKOV.com.
What a country, huh? Thank you, my friend. It's so nice talking with you, and I look forward to your return. I really do.
My pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Great talking to you.
Nice talking with you, too. Our dear friend, Yakov Smirnov. What a nice man he is, and I tell you, a very compassionate individual. He's doing all he can to help his homeland of Ukraine. And I must add that in all the interviews and the times I've spent with Yakov, to hear him very serious is a very different Yakov than what you know on stage. He's a very serious individual. And we're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
North to Alaska, oh north, the rest is home. North to Alaska, go north, the rest is home.
Welcome back to Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, I'm very excited about a new show, probably the hottest show that is on television these days, and that was The Gold Rush. Joining us from The Gold Rush, which is now called Hoffman Family Gold, is Todd Hoffman. Hi, Todd. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So it's on Discovery, and I got to tell you something. I couldn't be happier for you. You have been through a lot of the years on the show, and you've had some highs, some lows, but now you've got an opportunity with your dad and your son and your veteran crew miners there to go off to Alaska. Now, you've had mining operations in Alaska, Oregon, Colorado, Guyana, South America. Now you're going back to Alaska. And tell us about this, because a friend of yours gave you or invested 2,500 acres for you to go and survive up there and try to find gold in a mine that nobody else could.
Yeah, after being out of gold mining, it's been, 3 years? I sold all my equipment. I got rid of all my wash plants. I'm thinking, we're done, right? And, and then COVID hits, and, you have elderly parents. My dad's out there, and I see him. He's got a little shaker deck out there, and he's building a sluice box. And now I'm like, uh-oh, this guy wants to mine. And so I start working towards that. And then what you see is I get this little window of opportunity to a mine that's actually set up. It's not a stellar mine, but it's an actual running mine. And so I go to Discovery Channel and I said, hey, I think we're going back into the business. And they're like, well, we would love to have you. I said, well, let's do this, but let's do this differently. Let's slow it down. Let's let the audience get more involved, deeper connection with the characters, and deeper connection with the experience, because I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know if this is going to be a huge failure or if we're going to make it. So, and they said, dude, we're in. And away we go, and this is what you're going to see. You're going to see us, can we rebuild our little company? Can we get gold? Are we going to fail? Are we going to flop? Is this our last shot at it? It's going to be a crazy ride.
You know, Todd, when people think of mining, I think they go back to the days of the Wild West where they got a pick and they're going into mines and everything else. I watched the trailer on this morning, and this is a huge, huge undertaking with equipment and everything else. And And, you know, it's fascinating to see how it's done, and I hope that you do so well with it because you deserve it so much. But were you, as you mentioned, reluctant to get back into it? Because obviously after being gone 3 years, you probably figure, well, this is it. I mean, this is kind of like the swan song, if you will. If you don't pull this off, it's, you know, pretty much
it's
the
over.
End. It's over.
It's over, and you're right. And, yes, you're right. I did have some reluctance. I have some very good memories and good feelings about, you know, mining. But I also had some bad feelings. I had some, you know, Hunter and I had, it hurt our relationship. It was very, very hard. Try raising kids and staying married up being in a reality TV show out living in campers and stuff. It's not ideal. It's not like it's a glamorous thing. We're not on some TV set. We're on a movie set. We're on a real gold mine. And so, yeah, there's a reluctant. I don't want to sacrifice my relationship with my son for TV, right? It's not worth it.
No, so of course not.
Everybody had to be on the same page. My son Hunter steps up. He has to be on the same page. My father needs to understand, like, hey, we're going to lose a lot of money if we don't pull this off. So there's always reluctancy on any of this. And if there wasn't, you'd be stupid. It's scary.
It's one thing to fail in a dark room. It's another thing to fail on national television, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have to be able to be okay with everything. You know, I have to be okay that I'm fat. You got to be okay that, like, you have to be okay that everybody is critiquing everything you do. And that's part of the game. You're opening up your life for everybody to peer into. And the one thing that I want them to see is how we get our gold is more important than the amount we get. Now, this mine that I'm on, you're going to see some crazy stuff that's never been seen on any of these gold mining shows. But I want people to see my faith. I want people to see that I love America. I want people to see my relationship with my father, how I honor him. I honor my father and mother. I want to see how I relate to my son. And it's not perfect, but I long to have that relationship with my son, and he longs to have it with his father. So, like, I want people to see those things. I feel like it's my calling to let people see those things, and it's okay. It's okay if they make fun of me. It's okay if they call me names. It's like, I'll go out and put my neck on the line if I feel like God wants me to do something. I'm not afraid of it, right?
Yeah. Well, see, that's what I like about the show, is that if you take the mining out of it, the dedication, the commitment, the family is, you know, part of all of our lives. Whether you're mining or you're making phone calls for a marketing company or building cars. I mean, and that's what I like about the show. It's relatable. The gold is just an extra touch because everybody loves gold. Gold prices going up, Todd?
You know, gold prices are going up, but it's kind of scary why they're going up, you know? So, but that's why we get gold, is to hedge against those kind of catastrophes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's smart to have some gold.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. I hope the heck you have a whole bunch of gold. Now, again, it's the Hoffman Family Gold. Starting on Friday, new episodes will be airing at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Discovery. And you only have 6 weeks to do this, right?
Yeah, we have this very short time to come in and perform. If we perform, there's a reward. If we fail, not only do we not get the reward, we also lose a lot of money.
A lot of money. And you know what? You don't want to do that. And I don't want to see you do that. I think that this is a great family, Todd, that you have, and a great ambition, and I wish you all the luck in the world. And if you strike gold really, really big, don't forget the people who promoted the show.
Exactly. We're going to mail you some gold, get you a gold bar in your hand.
Yeah.
Okay?
Let me give you my home address. Okay.
Exactly.
Thanks, Todd. Good luck to you. We will be watching, my friend, and look forward to your return, as always.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Todd Hoffman has been our guest. I got to tell you something. That is a good show, and he's a great guy. And again, it's Friday evening. All new episodes will be airing at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on Discovery, and they will be, of course, streaming on Discovery Plus. Todd Hoffman of Hoffman Family Gold, a spinoff of the Gold Rush. And there is more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to
rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Pentagon announced it would be sending $300 million worth of weapons and other machinery to Ukraine. Some of the items included in the package are Switchblade drones, laser-guided rocket systems, and non-standard machine guns. Officials say the U.S. has provided more than $1.6 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of Russia's invasion back in February. Ukrainian forces making inroads near Kyiv as Russians continue to not be able to take the capital city. The British Defense Ministry tweeted its latest intelligence report, which says as Kremlin forces withdraw, Ukrainian forces advance. The report also notes that Ukraine has retaken several villages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claiming Friday that Russian forces are planting landmines throughout Ukraine, making it difficult for civilians to navigate the country. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with the
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And we are back, live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. But even better, you're listening to the music of our next guest. I got to tell you something. This man is one talented individual. There is no doubt about it. You may recognize that song because it first was released in 1967 on the Search of the Last Chord album by the fabulous Moody Blues. It's being redone with our friend, legendary bass player, one of the 10 best nominated on the planet, songwriter and vocalist, John Lodge. Hey, John, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
You know, it's always very scary, as you know, to redo a hit because you never know if you can recapture the excitement and all the accoutrements that go along with it. But you have done it with this recording that we just played, which, by the way, was recorded live in Las Vegas on the Royal Affair Tour. What made you redo this, John?
The Ride My Seesaw has always been the encore song from Moody Blues, and I wanted to do it on stage live again, and I've got a fantastic drummer called Billy Ashmore, and I said, Billy, you know, have a new engine driving these songs, a bit like the AT-12 overture. I wanted to have real energy, because 2022, I think, is going to be an energy year, and I still wanted to keep all the harmonies and the ethereal side of the Moody Blues incorporated. I didn't want to lose that. I just wanted the engine room to be more powerful. And so we rehearsed it, went on the stage, and then John Davison joined me from Yes. And it took on its own meter. It took in its own persona, really, this song on stage. And it became exciting again. And I thought, yeah, if it's exciting for me, hopefully it's exciting for new listeners.
Well, John, I got to tell you something. You pulled it off because a lot of times singers and bands, they say, well, I don't want to redo something because I don't want to, you know, do it so that doesn't give it a lot of justice. But boy, you pushed it to a new edge, and with John Davison, it just sounds fantastic. And I mentioned before, you did it in Las Vegas with the Royal Affair Tour, but it's part of the new CD that's out right now. It came out not that long ago, which is the Royal Affair and After. And I'm assuming there's a little bit of a message with the title of that CD.
Well, it's... it's what I want to do. It's the soundtrack of my life, the Moody Blues, and I wanted to just keep the Moody Blues music alive. And on my live concerts, I do songs with Mike Pinder and Ray Thomas and Justin Hayward, of course, and also, but I wanted Graham Edge to record his poetry from Days of Future Past, and Graham went into the studio with me and recorded the poetry, and I said to him, there's going to be a space always on my stage show where I walk to the side and all the audience will just hear you saying your poetry.
Well, that's beautiful. Now, this is a song with a message, and it's a message kind of yourself and how you feel about how life is full of highs and lows, and you can't ride the wave forever, as you know, just like so many legends like yourself, that this business is a very tough business to ride the wave on the very top for a long time. But boy, I tell you, you guys have done it.
Well, Just like riding a wave, you know, if the high point is fantastic, but, you know, like any surfer knows, come down and paddle a while, take a break, let the ripples wander under you until you're ready emotionally and physically to get back on that wave. And you can keep the glass half full, I think, all the while, and not be half empty, you know. So that way you can stay positive, because you know something else will, another door will open for you, you know. Like the surfer, always looking for the next big wave, is not looking for crashing on the rocks, really.
Well, you know, I've never heard it put quite that way. You have kind of surmised the whole situation with that statement. Forgot to mention the fact, of course, that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is another one of your accomplishments in the 2018 inductees. And the band, 10,000 Light Years Band, boy, are they hot. That's a great band you have.
Oh, yeah, the guys in the band that I'm really excited about, because my keyboard player, musical guy, is with Alan Hughes for years with the Moody Blues, and we've got a great relationship. He knows what I want to do, and it works, you know. When you got a combination, it works. It's fantastic.
Now, there is a limited edition of vinyl that's going to be released on the 28th of this month. That's very cool, and of course you can get the song right now, and on the whole CD for that matter, by downloads. You have a pretty extensive tour coming up here. Very quickly, I want to run down it, then I urge everybody to go to John's website, but he's going to be on the 8th in Norfolk, Connecticut at the March Infinity Hall, then in Millville, New Jersey on the 9th, and then in Riverhead, New York on the 11th, the Fairfield, Connecticut Warehouse, and on the 12th, the 13th in Hartford, on the 15th, Sellersville, Pennsylvania, Annapolis on the 16th, geez, this sounds like the old days, Richmond, Virginia on the 17th, Nashville, Tennessee on the 19th. You're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, two shows in one night. And then in Jacksonville, Florida, and in Dayana Beach, Florida. Two shows in one night. That's pretty aggressive, you know that, John?
Now you say it like that, it also sounds aggressive to me. I think, when did they sign for this? I'm looking forward to it. I've been rehearsing with a band. I haven't been on the road for 2 years, so rehearsal was fantastic. I rented a rehearsal room with stage and sound and lights and pretended it was a gig, and I really enjoyed it, you know, and as I say, it's been a long time.
No, that's great. What does it feel like to be voted one of the 10 most influential bass players on the planet? I mean, that's up against a lot of people, and boy, that's a hell of an accomplishment there, my friend.
I don't know. To be honest, you know, I got into rock and roll because I love rock and roll music. Whether it's out rock and roll or Buddy Holly, it doesn't really matter. It's something that's in my psyche. And everything else has come along is because I enjoy what I do. And I've never been out to try and win any awards. This seemed to happen. But, you know, I love what I do, and I'm really, really happy there's a lot of people out there who enjoy also what I do, you know, this journey together.
Well, I know you love what you do, but you know what? Sometimes even better is the people who love what you do, and we are out there for you, John. What is your website, John?
It's johnlodge.com.
Okay.
And also, of course, moodybluestoday.com.
Okay. And again, the great CD that we're talking about is called The Royal Affair and After. The tour is called The Royal Affair Tour. And the song, of course, is the remake of the great 1967 song that John wrote and did a superb job in redoing. And that, of course, it was on the album. I think it was on the album In Search of the Lost Chord. And that's Ride My Seesaw. Hey, John, I tell you something. This has been a real delight having you here. You're quite an individual and a great musician and songwriter. And we're glad that you joined us today. And, boy, don't be a stranger around here in 2022. We'd love to have you come back, my friend.
I would love to. to. I'd love to be on the road and coming by your way. I'd love to be. Let's hope this craziness disappears and we can all get on with our lives.
Amen. I'm with you 100%. John, thank you so much for joining us. Be safe out there on the road, and we look forward to your return, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Our guest, and a very special one, too, legendary bass player, songwriter, and the vocalist of the fabulous Moody Blues, our friend John Lodge. Really good to have John on the show with us. And we're just getting started, because there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segee Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest, I believe, is the first time she's been on our show with us. She's an accomplished actress. She's a stand-up comedian. She's a writer. Of course, her special on Netflix is the Honeymoon Stand-Up Special. You've seen her on the Comedy Central roast. She's great on it. You've seen her on Burning Love, Modern Family, the Showtime's Dice. And now she's part of a show that's called Rat in the Kitchen. Joining us right now is Natasha Leggero. Hi, Natasha. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I got to tell you something. When I first saw this show and the concept of it, I thought to myself, wow, this is a new twist on these cooking shows because it's done entirely different. And by the way, I'm failing to mention that Thursday night at 9 p.m. on TBS is Rat in the Kitchen. Tell us a little about it, Natasha, because not only do you have to be a good cook, you almost have to be a spy, if you will.
Exactly right. The show is like, it's called Rat in the Kitchen, and it's basically one part cooking competition, but then one part mystery, murder mystery, clue, whodunit, kind of Knives Out style. So yeah, so each episode, there's like six chefs, and one of them has been chosen the night before to be the rat, kind of like a mole, there to mess everything up. And then the team will present their dishes to Chef Ludo, who's this amazing Michelin star chef, and he hosts the show with me. And if the food is delicious and he loves it, then the team gets awarded the money for that round. And if the food is disgusting and the rat has clearly sabotaged it, then the rat gets the money for that round. And then at the end, we get to find out who the rat is and whether or not they won the money. And Ludo and I do not know who the rat is, and we've, like, begged them to not even accidentally tell us. So we get to kind of play the game along with everybody else.
Now, is the rat another one of the contestants?
Yes, yes. Okay. So the contestants think they're all working together as a team, and then they'll form these alliances. And, you know, that's also part of it, is they're figuring out who they can trust on this team. Little do they know, you know, the person that they are trusting to, I don't know, make sure the shrimp is at the right temperature. I've never had to eat raw shrimp before, which I did on this show, is in fact the rat. So, you know, there's a lot of, like, who can I trust? Who is the spy? And then, additionally, they all know who Chef Ludo is. And they are just desperately trying. This is like their big chance to impress him. And then sometimes it gets totally messed up and it can be a little emotional for them.
Now, out of curiosity, though, when you talk about the chef not and you not knowing who this is, how do they go about sabotaging it? I mean, I'm sure everybody's being watched very closely. I mean, do they go in at 3 o'clock in the morning and put, like, too much vinegar in the salad or something?
Well, no, they can't go outside of the, you know, the times that we're shooting.
Right.
And people just got really crazy. Creative. Sometimes you would have to do it with your personality and just really get everyone to trust you, and then you can kind of like go back into the kitchen and do a little something. Or, you know, I can't really give it away, but, you know, people would. One guy was like putting dish sauce and everything, but he was like trying to tell them that that was like a recipe, like, and people believed him. You know, they can not cook the food and make people believe that it's cooked and seared in the correct way. They can add sugar, add salt. There's, like, turning off of the, well, I guess I'm not supposed to say all the different ways, but there's just, like, you wouldn't believe what they came up with. People would get very creative.
That's the reason I said in the introduction, Natasha, that I kind of like this, because this is an entirely different approach to cooking shows. I mean, they're pretty generic after one, after another, after another, after another. But this has a unique twist to it because, correct me if I'm wrong, the food could be good, but finding out who the mole is really 50% of the accomplishment.
Exactly, and then we have the extremely high standards of Chef Ludo, and then I get to kind of be there to diffuse and make fun of everything. So it all kind of works together.
When you said you're there to diffuse and have fun with everybody, your appearances on, of course, the Comedy Central roast of James Franco and one of Justin Bieber, I mean, you're quite the sharp little person out there. I mean, you don't let any line or any bit or any gig grow underneath your feet, man. You're right on top of it.
Right, and now I get to make fun of food instead of people, so that's always, people don't get as angry.
Yeah, we'll go into that, too.
When you make fun of food as opposed to making fun of them.
Yeah, but there's some people, like Italians, if you make fun of food, they'd rather have you make fun of their mother and father than the food part. You know? Very sensitive to that.
My dad's Italian. I grew up Italian, so I know.
Well, and I am Italian, too. So I guess we can talk in those terms when we're of the same background.
Okay, let me ask you if you ever heard of this. I took my dad to an Italian restaurant in L.A., and he sent his food back, and he goes, there's too much sauce. I want to taste the pasta.
Whoa.
Have you ever heard of something like that?
That's a serious player there, boy.
Well, you know, my wife says, don't put any sauce on it. Just put a side dish because I want to know exactly how much I want to put on. I mean, it's like a science to Italians. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know either. But are you a good cook? Are you good in the kitchen?
No, I'm a famously bad cook. That's why at first I was like, wait, I can't do a cooking show. But then I met Ludo, and I was like, oh, my job is to just taste and be critical. I totally do that. I love food. I'm a foodie. And, you know, just I actually have a degree in theater criticism, which I sort of applied my critical thinking skills to culture and stand-up comedy. And now, you know, being able to critique food, it's a great transition.
Yeah. Natasha, are you touring right now on the road?
I'm not right now, but I have a book coming out at the end of the year in November, so I'm going to be going on a tour for that.
Tell me it's not a cookbook.
It's not a cookbook. It's something else that I don't know if I'm good at, which is parenting, but it's called The World Deserves My Children. And that will be out in November.
Oh, that's great. Where do you tape this Rat in the Kitchen?
We take it in Atlanta during the lockdown.
Oh, okay. Is that your little children in the background? You know, you really, when you're involved with a show about a kitchen and chef, you really should feed them, Natasha. It works. They just seem, to calm down. When, see, kids are like adults, right? They want to be fed. How many children do you have?
I have one child. I could never have more. Upstairs, honey.
This is what you call live radio, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing better than live.
My husband just woke up, so he's going to take her out of here. But this is a good ending to our interview, don't you think?
I tell you, just don't beat the kid on the air. You know what I'm saying? Well, I will say one thing for you. You certainly have it under control. Sounds like it. Well, anyway.
Don't you want to buy my parenting book?
Yeah. No, I've been through that already before. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'll pass on that. Anyway, the show, Thursday night, it's 9 p.m. on TBS. It's called Rat in the Kitchen, a new twist that you find in the different kinds of the shows that have celebrity chefs. And its host is our friend Natasha Leggero. Natasha, you're fun. I want you to come back and join us again sometime soon, okay? And good luck with the show, my friend.
Oh, awesome. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And give a little, is it a boy or a girl you have there?
It's a girl.
It's a girl. Well, give her a little kiss on the cheek for me, okay?
Oh, all right. Well, thank you so much. That was fun.
Okay, and we'll look forward to you coming back, and good luck with the show, okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Natasha Leggero has been our guest. The show is called Rat in the Kitchen, Thursday nights at 9 p.m. on TBS. And we're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for...
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest, Yakov Smirnov, for being on the show this week. Very important subject that he was talking about, and I feel for him. He's a good friend and a nice man. I also want to thank Todd Hoffman from Hoffman's Family Gold, John Lodge of the Moody Blues, and Natasha Legerio. Next hour, comedian Tom Dreesen will be joining us. The Long Island medium Teresa Caputo will be here from ABC Network News. Their tech reporter, Stephanie Humphrey, and comedian and actress Lauren Lapkus. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause only momentarily, but we'll be back with hour number two of our show, so stay where you are.